Our next guest who joins us live in the studio, as Ed and I sort of previewed the piece, certainly the fittest man here in the UAE.
Certainly in the room.
Now look, certainly it goes without saying within the room. Now looking to go one step further, today Dubai, tomorrow the world. He is, of course, a man who earned his spurs playing rugby for the Arabian Gulf before it changed to the UAE. Marcus Smith, great to have you with us here in studio. Still miss those rugby days or not?
Life's a bit different now, Tom, since we used to talk about rugby a few years ago. But it's good to see the UAE getting some good games under their belt, and they had a good trip to Tunisia last weekend as well. So I wish them all the best, and I'll be looking out for them.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, but when you see these results coming through as well, and bits and pieces, as you say, and we're going to be finding out a little more about your own personal journey at the moment. You're also, you set up a very successful business, now trying to set new challenges for yourself. But rugby gave you a good platform, didn't it?
Absolutely.
It gave you a good sort of fitness platform.
How did I know you'd open with this? I mean, yeah, rugby was my life until, I guess, after the World Cup Sevens in 2009, and then we played in Dubai Sevens at the end of 2009. I sort of thought that was probably enough. And 2 days later, someone said to me, let's run the marathon, which was in 3 weeks' time. And I agreed to do that and sort of stopped playing rugby immediately and ran three times and then ran a marathon and thought, wow, that was quite good fun. Let's set some different goals. So, yeah, it's always good to get back and watch you guys playing rugby. And I've been on a few tours since, sort of some fun tours. And I actually got asked to go on another one the other day, back to Phuket, which I swear I'd never do again. yeah, I mean, rugby was my life for a long time. And it's still good to have friends within the rugby circles here, and it's good to see the guys winning, and it taught me a lot as well. It taught me a lot in sport, and good years.
Talk to us very quickly, because a lot of people out there be going, okay, Marcus is in studio, yeah, he's got a great sporting pedigree, he's made sport his life in many ways, certainly the fitness aspects of sport. You set up In a Fight. What was the reason? What was your coup de grace? What was your moment of visualization when you said, okay, yeah, this is what I want to do with my life?
I guess someone said to me, you've got a lot of different ideas about training and setting goals and achieving different things in sport. Why don't you put that into a book and write a book? And I was like, there's no way that I will write a book, and I haven't. But then I turned around and said, well, that's not going to work. The world's moving on. Books are sort of less in demand. I'll set up a website. So when I set up my website, my vision, as it still is, was just to sort of share different ideas on training, different ideas on challenging life, and share a lot of training programs with people. And that's what I do through my website at the moment. And through that, I started coaching a lot of different people to achieve goals, to set goals within sport and within life, and just sort of get the most out of their life. And that's where it's evolved to now. And sort of this strange obsession with setting goals, no matter how big or small they are. Obviously, a lot of the time, the bigger they are, the better they are. Like when I stopped playing rugby and there was a marathon 3 weeks later, I thought that was quite an interesting thing to do. And that sort of gives me a lot of motivation and a lot of drive. And there's a lot of people out there that also want to set goals that are a little bit sort of out of their comfort zone and achieve things in life. So that's kind of what we're doing at the moment. And that ties in with CrossFit as well. I mean, I started doing CrossFit 3 days before the competition started last year, and it was just like a dummy run, and I've dedicated a lot of time and effort since I got back from the stage that I'm going to at the end of the month, the regional stage last year. I've dedicated a lot of time to that now, because it's quite a big goal, and sometimes you need a lot more time on things. Lots of people are looking for a short-term fix, but sometimes it takes months, and this has taken a year, so it's a lot of work.
I'm going to let the panellists off the leash in just a little while. It could get nasty, I can promise you. It could get awful, but let's just set the scene if we can, because people hear CrossFit and they go, okay, what's he talking about? Because you're all about goals, you know, whether it's your own personal goals, whether it's your clients' goals, whether it's goals for mates, etc., etc. You're setting yourself goals at the moment, but this ultimate goal is to become one of the fittest men in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's the competition, is the fittest man and fittest woman in the world, and that's part of the competition I'm in at the moment. So that's some people argue fit as in what level. I mean, CrossFit challenges people across a number of different domains, and the title is fittest man or fittest woman in the world for whichever man or whichever woman wins. And that's sort of where I'm trying to head to at the moment. So it's a pretty big goal. but again, one that, you know, there's lots of different components of it, and there's lots of different fun parts, and there's tough parts as well. But generally, it's good fun and a big challenge.
But it does beg the question, when you've got a successful business under your belt, things are going well, you've still got good mates around you as well, you've got a lovely wife, you've got everything going for you, why set yourself such a massive goal?
I guess it's, I don't know, there's... I suppose when they announced that the Rugby World Cup Sevens would be played in Dubai, and we sat down as a bunch of expat guys and said, okay, we're going to play against the best in the world in a World Cup, everyone's like, wow, that's huge, that's a load of commitment, and it is, and all these goals are quite big, but it's sort of when you break it down and you look at the different components, and you know, you just want to be the best that you can be, really. If I can compete with the fittest people in the world, that puts me, sort of personally, I get satisfaction out of trying to be the best I can be. So it's a bit of a, I guess, a bit of a twisted way to look at things sometimes, but it's how far the body can go.
Listen, we can get twisted in here, it's fine, don't worry about that. We can get really twisted, that's for sure. And we will be getting questions from the panellists. If you've got any questions as well for Marcus, feel free to text them to us, 4001. Shona, who thankfully has a legal degree, will be going through those and picking those that we can air but throughout the show. Danny's alongside Marcus as well. Danny, you know the man well. Is this a goal too far?
Too early to too early in the day to say. No, absolutely not. No. We've measured his performance since he started doing it, and he's competing with, you know, some of the best in the world. And we've looked at his times, his strengths, everything that he does, and he's way up there. So, yeah, a little bit more training. We've got a couple of months to go before the big hitter. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
So, in terms of timelines, what are we looking at the moment?
When's we got the Asian sort of regional qualifications starting in the 1st of May. We travel to Korea for that, and that's basically the top 60 in Asia that have qualified for that. And then I believe the LA 60 fittest men worldwide come together on the 4th of July. 14th of July.
In LA.
And that's over 3 days.
Okay. So we'll all be there for that. That'll be fine, if you don't mind. You know, you need a team, don't you, with Marcus? So, yeah, quite right. Well, we'll try and get as many over. And what is it, Danny? I mean, from your sort of perspective, obviously we're going to hear from Marcus about what makes a man go put himself to those levels. But what sets CrossFit apart from any other fitness challenge?
It incorporates everything and anything. So from strength to endurance, running, rowing, swimming, throwing kettlebells, throwing barriers, climbing ropes. So it pretty much tests the body to the outest possible limits that it can take itself to. Okay. And to try and train for something like that, especially when you don't know what the event is going to be, you have to be a superior athlete all round.
Okay. That is your talking point.